House and Committee on the Maritime Coastal Area, Takatai Moana Bill.
Assistant Speaker Eric Roy, getting things underway when MPs returned to the House after the dinner break. And the first speech came from Labour's Kelvin Davis, who wanted to quell concerns about the protection of some beaches by Māori wardens.
The question is, how are these wardens to be identified by members of the public? How do they know that there's not just any Tom, Dick or Hori turning up and telling them that they can't be in a particular place? This is just to settle the nerves of the ACT Party and the Coastal Coalition. It's pretty unlikely that there's going to be a big Māori in sunglasses and a baseball bat standing on the edge of the beach warning people off, because if you go up near North Cape, I doubt if in the history of all of Aotearoa New Zealand there's probably been more than 2,000 people over the last two millennium actually set foot on these beaches.
Next, ACT MP Hilary Calvert questioned the premise of seabed ownership rights.
Historical use of the seabed any significant distance from the shore seems impossible to prove, and allowing for title over it to be granted to iwi allows for unjust and potentially divisive future claims. No one historically crawled about on the seabed miles from shore. There was just no chance of anybody holding their breath from 1840 till now on the seabed. It's not going to happen.
Ms Calvert had barely started when she was interrupted by a point of order from her ACT colleague, the party's deputy leader, John Boscawen.
I'm having the harangues here from the opposition, the Labour opposition. I'm also having to listen to interjections, continual interjections from Tari Anaturia. And the reason I specifically object, Mr Chair, is that when I gave my speech on the first reading debate, Tari Anaturia lodged a point of order objection
order,
to me,
order,
complaining...
Order! The member must address those matters at the time. We do not deal with historical matters here. Right, now I will deal with the matter of noise in the House. And I think we just need a bit of decorum and just a wee reminder of that.
Minister responsible for the bill, Chris Finlayson, had this to say about the bill's opponents.
It seems that the opponents of this bill are like insatiable cormorants. You give them some guidance, you give them some help, but it never satisfies them. They just want more and more and more. And then this SOP reaches, as it were, the denouement, because it is truly fantastical.
The SOP mentioned there is a supplementary order paper put forward by Hilary Calvert. And Ms Calvert wasn't out of Mr Finlayson's firing line just yet.
And I was trying to think of who she reminded me of the other day, and then I came across it many years ago. There was a programme, a very good programme called Faulty Towers, and one day Sybil was in hospital for an ingrown toenail, Basil suggested that she enter Mastermind and her topic could be the bleeding obvious. And really, it's that kind of amendment that we have here. It's a statement of the bleeding obvious. So I have to say to Ms Calvert that her proposed amendment's not, as it were, complicated by any vestige of merit. It is unmeritorious, it is mischievous, and quite frankly, it's unpleasant.
Mr Finlayson's comparison of Hilary Calvert to Sybil from Faulty Towers failed to raise a laugh from Greens co-leader Matidia Ture.
Typical of this minister to get so personal in this debate. I find that completely without dignity that he would speak about other members of the House like this. I mean, I disagree very strongly with Hilary Calvert with much of her language that has been used today in this debate, but I don't think there is any place for that kind of personal, nasty attack. And it doesn't certainly... Not only is it undignified, but I think it belittles the minister to be engaged in that kind of behaviour in the House.
Labour's Shadow Attorney General David Parker questioned the ACT Party directly about the logic of its stance on the bill.
I understand that your property rights logic is being applied to your opposition to this bill, but that you say that people that have got a extent customary interest in the foreshore and seabed should have it recognised and should be able to utilise it for their personal benefit as anyone else can utilise their property right. I find it absolutely irreconcilable that you could take that position and then say, oh, I'm sorry, but anyone else can use that free.
But ACT Deputy Leader John Boscawen wasn't deterred.
The ACT Party has been entirely consistent on this issue the entire way. We are talking about property rights. We are talking about access to justice,
access to the court.
ACT Deputy Leader John Boscawen speaking on the committee stage of the Marine and Coastal Area Bill, which is expected to continue for the rest of the week. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.